Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Monkey Boy. Welcome to a special episode of the Ferals Podcast, where we go back and highlight our favorite parts of recording our reviews for Season 1. Please join us next week, where we're joined by a very special secret guest. But for now, enjoy our look back on Season 1.
Before that scene, there was
I like how you're actually asking to interrupt this time about an hour into the podcast.
Apologies for all the other interrupts.
I don't know if you can
find this bit again. So I should have told you before we started. At about the 19-minute mark.
Put him on the spot.
See if you can get the 19-minute mark, as long as it's the same version that I watched. Tell me what the sound effect in the transition is into that scene where they do that, you know, that comic book graphic view of their shed. Tell me what that sound reminds you of. Just before that, yeah. Like, that was it. Like...
I thought that was a pretty good job to get that done really so good quickly, job, yeah. And then you're like...
It starts off maybe a split second.
Ready?
Oh, it sounds like
the Doom Door!
Yes, it's the Doom Door!
Holy shit!
Now, I don't know if it's like a generic sound that you could buy back then, like, because this is about the same time as Doom anyway. Or it just, took it out of the game.
All right, give me a sec.
I did not notice that. I watched this episode twice.
Okay, let me play it again.
That noise is ingrained in my head.
It's true. Yep. As soon as I heard it, I'm like, Doom Door. All right, I'm going to play it again, just like we'll have some silence for the Doom Door. Ready?
Behind. Now get going.
Totally the Doom Door.
It sounds exactly like it. That is freaky, man. Nice pickup. See, why do you interrupt all the way through the episode and then you ask very politely about the Doom Door?
I know, that's like the best bit you've ever had, or at least since the being able to sell the landmarks to tourists. That's like...
That's true.
You've that almost awesome. Got a trifecta awesome. Of awesome things in the first 11 episodes.
Yay.
That's true. Highlights. The highlight
room. Compared to like 20 lame things.
So, I mean, have we covered everything in the episode? I think.
The credits. The credits. We need to cover the credits.
You've uncovered some stuff in the credits, haven't you?
Well, no, but I thought I did, and I was quite disappointed when I realized I hadn't. Have you guys ever heard of Dave Dobbin?
No.
He's apparently, now I've heard of him before, but I've never listened to his stuff. He's a very famous New Zealand musician.
Okay. That's why I wouldn't have heard of him, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, and well, Mihai might have, but sorry, Mike. Now, as I was watching the credits, and I saw "Do the Rat" written and performed by some other person and Dave Dobbin.
Who's Dave Dobbin? I have never heard of him.
Yes, that conversation never existed. I did a double take, and I was so disappointed because I thought, I'm like, oh my god, Dave Dobbin? But no, it was spelled differently.
But sometimes people do that to kind of hide their, you know, like if it's a non-serious project.
What, change one letter?
No,
yeah,
no,
I've seen stuff
name,
like that.
John.
No, I've seen people do that.
Because Dave Dobbin is such a common name that if you change one letter, people won't know it's you.
Well, Dave Dobbin is a pretty weird name, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same guy. Like, the guy could sing. I'm not sure about the song, the quality of the song, but the guy can sing.
I think we're going to have to try. We're going to have to do some investigation.
Yeah, I think we'll have to drill into this. Drill into Dave Dobbin.
In the credits, right? I'm not going to do this every episode, but I did notice something else in the credits again.
this has become a theme now.
No, because trust me, they're going to be using the same
credit investigator.
I saw Dave Dobbin showed his face again, so I'm not going to go there.
Dave, good old Dave.
Good old Dobbins. But it's like good old Dave Dobbin. They've changed the letter. It's a Robin with a Y. Robin Williams is the production designer. I think you picked up on continuity expert. I picked up on Dave Dobbin.
I'm happy to give you that one. I'm happy to give you that one. You are the credit master.
I'll take it. Because the credits aren't giving me anything anymore. Other than true. Dave Dobbin, who I love researching all the time. I
have to get him on the show.
Yeah, of course. I actually looked up his song Slice of Heaven, actually.
Oh, did he do that song?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
That was the song on Foot Trop Flats, that animated movie. Yeah.
Which one is he? That's dumb.
The one that does the...
Did you say Dave Dobbins? You just say Dave Dobbins?
No, I said David Collins.
Collins.
He's David Dobbins.
I think he's still stuck on Colin Commando.
Okay. All right. The second category is the best credit segment. Okay. Now, I've got A, Dave Dobbins.
Good old Dave.
Can't find anything. I tried to find information about the sound studio, you know, GEP or something that's listed next to Dave Dobbins on the credits. Nothing. So I'm like, what would any sane person do if they wanted to look up stuff about the credits?
Because the sane person looks up credits for this show to begin with.
I just like how Dave Dobbins got another mention in this podcast. We should title it the Dave Dobbins podcast, but go on.
You guys, just previously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we'll put it in the show. Got it open? Yeah, it's eight pictures of celebrities with beady eyes.
Yeah.
Now, if you can skim down, you guys got it open?
Yeah.
Can you skim down to number six?
Which one was number six again? It's just opening now. It's not the Monkey Hillary Boy Clinton. One, is it? Oh, Hillary Clinton, of course. She's running for presidency.
Now, sure, the eyes might not be quite... as wide and towards the edge of the face.
I see.
That's Keith.
It's Keith.
Surely that's pretty close.
It's totally Keith.
Pretty much.
It is.
That's where Keith is doing now, you know.
He's running for president.
Well, maybe, you know, if Keith wins the primaries.
In 18 months. It'll be Keith 2018 or whatever the presidential year will be.
Oh, God, Keith had sex with Bill. Jesus.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know. I thought she was a bit of all right.
Oh yeah, she was hot.
Playing guitar, right, the hair could have. You know, didn't
if
really
I,
do
if
much
I was 13 while well, I was watching
the 90s.
This, whoa,
it is the 90s.
Kmart catalogs.
Oh god, Kmart catalogs.
Hey, you're 13. You got to do what you got to do.
Catalogs.
What do you have?
I do want to say is with Joe and how he mentions how expensive his shirt is, it was $90. I actually punched it into the RBA's inflation calculator.
Oh my God, how much is it now?
Works out to be $153.
That makes sense. That's roughly how much shirts are.
That's an expensive
shirt.
Well,
it's an expensive shirt, but when I was a corporate wanker, I used to buy $150 shirts.
When?
That's just a corporate idiot. You can buy $40 shirts.
I was that. You can, but Luke, it's not 100% Egyptian
cotton.
It's about
how much you spend on the shirt and tell other people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. I punched myself multiple times for that.
Does it have little logos on the outside of it?
It had embossed everything. It was 100% Egyptian cotton. God knows how many ply and thread count. They were good shirts.
Ply and thread count. It's not bed linen. It's a shirt. I don't think the thread count is.
Yep.
Could you wrap a baby in it?
I used to care about the thread count. You could wrap anything
in it. Were you planning on putting that in your will to your future children?
No, I think I ended up using them as spare rags for my motorbike now.
Okay.
Because that would have been an interesting little twist, like, okay, people can talk to them and now they're actually driving as well. Wow.
The more you know, the more you know. Hawk.
Mike's back for the week. They weren't actually driving that car. That was stationary.
Hey, we're teaching kids things, okay? We're teaching our children things.
The credits had somebody called, I can't remember what their name is, but they were the puppet doctor.
Okay.
Their role was puppet doctor. Now, because I'm quite ignorant of how, you know, puppets work, I'm guessing, okay, is that like a common term for people that repair puppets on set and everything?
Probably.
So Google it. I cannot find that anywhere. I can't find puppet doctor as being like a common term. If it is, then I'm happy to be proven otherwise. But now it's made me really interested in...
in a career as a puppet doctor.
No, hey, I think if I put in puppet doctor and I've just got lots of pictures of doctors that are puppets.
Okay.
Not the actual role. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, someone who repairs it, but we'll see if it's there in the next one.
I'm going in through the credits now. They've got, like, puppet makers. But, yeah, that is weird about puppet doctor.
Mm.
Yeah, puppet doctor, Tina Matthews.
I'm going to search
Tina up. Yeah, see what?
Search her up.
Search her up. Like a doctor. Find out what.
Here we go.
What else she's done?
The first Google result is an interview with Tina Matthews, puppet maker, puppet doctor for shows like Bananas in Pajamas.
So there you go. It's a real word. Puppet doctor is an actual occupation. That's so awesome.
As I said, I'm happy to be proven wrong, but I thought that was really interesting. So,
and also just looking through the credits now that you've piqued my interest, there's also a person whose role is continuity.
Continuity?
Of which there was none between episode 1 and 2.
They should have hired that person for the X-Men.
Sounds the fact that. Real about
that. the
guy got fired by episode 3.
You know, I was about to say Star Wars. I think they need to hire that person.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm. I don't know. Maybe they have other roles. I'm not sure.
I was going to say, it seems odd that that there would be somebody whose sole role on one kid's puppet show would be continuity.
Yeah, but someone has to do it. Yeah, someone's got to look at those kind of details. Do a bit of QA.
I think it's just the writers.
Yeah, but you know what writers are like. They drink a couple of whiskeys, do some pot, and yeah, they go on a lot of tangents.
I think we need to...
It sounds like you're a writer.
After about 10 episodes, I think we need to give that continuity person a grade. You know, like A+. Because we're going to have to try to pick up on continuity errors. And the only defense they have, because it's their sole role on the show, from it's what we can tell, is if they've played the episodes out of order, as you said, Luke.
Well, I mean, even the start of the episode, to me, didn't feel very continuous. Weren't the Ferals going to get kicked out on the Saturday?
Yeah.
Like, the next day? And it felt like what Mike was saying, that we'd join the show again 10 months later. And then, you know, had 50 plots in between.
That's good continuity. Joe trying to get rid of them.
Well, Joe's he's a big-time promoter. He has to go on tours. You know, he's not always around. Yeah.
Exactly.
Loopholes.
Baby animals and everything.
Baby animals.
They're not quite baby animals.
No, I think that went over your head.
Whoosh! I'll have to add a sound effect for that.
Hang on.
Mihai's sitting there going, what did I miss? What did I miss?
Damn you, Dobbins.
Go back and listen to the first episode, Mihai. You might get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn you, Dobbins. Anything music related, we'll blame Dobbins. Is M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong in the credits for the 30th episode?
Exactly. Well, he is getting into TV, isn't he? So this was the precursor that he did 20 years before.
Imagine a super gritty reimagining of the Ferals done like Game of Thrones style or Breaking Bad style.
No, do you know what I'd like? I'd like if they redid it all with live animals.
And what with strings attached to them. Dance, puppet.
And they get Morgan Freeman to do the commentary.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder, is there any, like, feral fan fiction? Because...
Jesus, Rule 34.
You mean, like...
Rule 34.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Yes, there is. There's even porn.
I said fan fiction. I didn't
say... I reckon
say
the internet would break if you asked
it had
that.
To be of a... sexual nature. No, because you could consider that. If we found any feral fan fiction, not that we probably could, you could probably consider that part of the, like, extended universe of the Ferals, like they did with Star Wars. Where
Ferals.
If they might, they might do what the Ferals are you. They probably, it will fill in the gaps between the episodes. What I think we need to do, if it doesn't exist, geez. We need to make our own Ferals extended universe. So essentially we say, okay, the fact that at the end of the Ghost episode, like, Joe hated them, but he was okay with them, we need to write the story that happened in between.
I like this. This has to happen.
That'll be something.
We need to add it and put it out into the universe just to create a Ferals extended universe. Just the act of creating it will create an extended universe. I just want that to be in existence in our universe.
But it has to be
PG. Can we
PG,
do what the Avengers
so
did
no
and
rule-
just mix some other characters in?
What was that?
Can we mix characters from other universes as well?
Crossover? No. You got to establish the extended universe first and then have a crossover.
I think you can, but it has to be limited to ABC programs that were on at the same time. So
cool.
If you notice...
they did mention.
In this show, they mentioned Play School. They mentioned Big Ted, so Big Ted could be an extended universe. Doctor Who. They mentioned Bananas in Pyjamas, but I think it has to be an ABC show, an ABC produced show, because then it's more realistic.
Right.
It's more feasible that they could have existed with the Ferals. So Big Ted has to be a character. The Bananas in Pyjamas have to be a character. Is the fart machine itself... wasn't me. It was like causing an earthquake or a tornado or something. There was stuff flying everywhere. They were losing their balance. It was like this thing was powerful. You'd think it would like topple the house. That's what it was happening. It was insane.
Yeah, it's like the wolf that blew the house down. The fart that blew the house down. But that's true. Actually, we should pitch that in America. We should go together, all three of us. And pitch, you know, like, they love Sharknado, Sharknado 2. We should just go over there and say Fartnado. Like, that's terrible. That's truly terrifying. Imagine that. Fart, they, like, just spin you around.
I swear I have the word Fartnado written in my notes. It's staring me in the face. I was waiting for the chance. Damn you.
Sorry, I stole your thunder.
Too slow.
I stole
your thunder. You stole my Fartnado. Okay, now they try to tell Joe that there's no treasure. Joe doesn't believe them, so Joe leaves. Okay. Then Radis looks at the camera and says, "What's a man without his dreams?" And then grabs the hose pipe of the digital fart machine and huffs it. He huffs it like it's like petrol sniffing and goes, "Ah!" And then he keels over and the credits roll.
It's so messed up, man.
I could not believe. I have in my notes, holy shit. Now, that is not even, you know, someone likes the smell of like, you know, something nice in the kitchen. Like that. This is him huffing a pipe after saying, "What's a man without his dreams?" Which is a bit of a, you know, bit of a strange reference. And then keels over, like, his head. It was...
It's no surprise, though, that when Pornhub released the stats of the different categories, certain categories for Australians came out quite high. I'm not going to mention which one. I think it's pretty obvious.
That's a bit of trivia from Pornhub expert Mike Crotch.
Mike Crotch.
Ghost Rider?
Movies.
Is that Marvel?
Nah, but that was not before 2000.
Ghost Rider was a good guess. I don't know the year, but obviously that was filmed in Melbourne. I was on the
that
set,
was filmed
which
was
pretty funny.
That was filmed in the 2000s. That was in
the 2000s. Wait, he said it probably wasn't filmed in Australia. So
I got to watch Nicolas Cage's stunt double drive past me about 50 times over the course of 16 hours. Wow. That was fantastic.
Did he give you one of the typical Nicolas Cage faces?
I was guarding a door. I had such an important role of standing in front of a door and making sure nobody walked out of it for 16 hours.
Wait, no one walked out of a door? Who guards a door and no one can walk out of the door?
Wait. Can you explain the process that you went through to like set your character up of guarding the door?
Yeah.
To set my character up.
What life experience do you have? Also,
did you have
require?
A backstory for this guy who was guarding the door?
I wasn't in the film, okay?
I know that.
I was
but
guy
you were
in front of door
right?
23, and I was in the... I wasn't even in the normal credits. I was in, like, the extended credits you have to pay IMDb Pro to get.
What? You were in the credits, though. The extended credits. The extended edition of the credits. Well, you doorman number 23.
Yeah, doorman number 23.
Why would someone pay money to look at an extended credit list?
Can I just say... 23 is a great number to have. 23 is Jordan. 23 is Shane Warne. The greats of 23.
It's Jim Carrey.
You are one of the greats
going crazy
of doormen. And just like Jordan, you moved on from doors to windows, and then you realized, no, my calling is doors. I'll go back to doors. Yeah. And you won 3 championships.
Not just any doors. Doors to keep people from coming out of them.
Exactly.
Were you like in front of Tom Cruise's closet door by any chance? Or... What kind of door is this?
Heavily guarded.
Mike, to go back to your earlier point,
yep.
There is a service called IMDb Pro and it allows you to view extended credits of movies.
The scene that comes up, because they're all got fleas and they're all itchy, they all get naked. I'm like...
By the way, sorry. Have you guys ever had fleas?
No, never. I don't come from Romania, so... Go on.
I can't refute that.
Yeah, it's true.
I grew up with a lot of dogs. We had dogs.
Hey, don't talk
all
about your
the
mother
time.
Like that.
We had you keep that bitch out of this. We had dogs,
literally,
with cows, with cats. We had everything. So it was inevitable you used to get fleas. And they were an absolute pain to get rid of, I'll tell you that.
I don't think it's inevitable.
I haven't had
to get flea treatment for the dog, right? Just like that's inevitable. But yeah. So like with Keith and Kylie, their idea to make money was to have a environmentally friendly products store. And I found it funny that Kylie, and you're spot on here, Swinny, that she's like the new age character. And I loved how she described the nuts that they have created: biodynamic gum nut clusters. I'm like, this is... You could sell this right now. I mean, I think I've seen it. I've sent you an image.
I had some today. I actually had some today. I had some almond clusters today with like papaya seeds or whatever they call
chia?
Them.
Chia?
And some
seeds,
other stuff,
right?
In it.
Chia seeds.
No, like the pumpkin seeds. Papaya? Oh.
Man.
What do the hipsters call it?
Yes.
Oh, really? This is like seeds I've never even heard of.
Yeah. I mean, it's
since when did
seeds.
We start eating seeds?
It was really
since
nice.
Since when did we start eating seeds, man? Like,
I've always
we
eaten
evolved
seeds.
From birds. We I are going backwards.
To be honest, Luke, sorry.
Yeah, I hope I can fly soon. That'll be awesome.
I think they've been eating seeds, I don't know, since the first people were on Earth.
No.
Well, yeah, well before pretty much most things.
We don't eat seeds anymore. When do we eat seeds?
I always eat seeds. I've eaten seeds since I was a kid.
People probably eat seeds in all cultures throughout the world for
if
all
we
of
eat
history.
Seeds, that's how people get inflamed appendix and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to stop eating seeds.
All right, so in explaining this to Mike, can you list three products, Swinny, just for Mike's sake, that, you know, compose of this pink dollar? Just three.
Ooh, well, one of them is pet insurance.
Yeah.
Go on.
And you know all about that.
One.
Ooh. I'm trying to be very careful with my words here because I have no qualms.
Surely you're like, you know, only two more products. You've already listed one that you
all right, that, how about give Mike a chance, but you've got to keep a PG.
He doesn't understand it.
No, I get the concept. I don't know. I don't know.
I have one product that appeals to the gay community.
No, the thing is, okay.
I know what this era's products would be.
No, the thing is, anything pet related is good for the pink dollar. It is, because a lot of gay couples can't have kids. A lot. I'm saying, you know, obviously there's a lot of, you know, I'm not going
to
go into that.
Sorry to break it to you, Swinny. It's kind of biologically impossible.
But a lot of people adopt, and a lot of people have kids from past relationships.
That's true.
So anything pet related. When so let's broaden it out a bit. I just said pet insurance because it's funnier for me. That's all.
That's true.
I don't know. Fish tanks.
You're just reaching for anything in your life that you've been associated with.
Hang on, I actually have a lot of gay friends, so I can ask them what products do you generally buy.
Food, groceries.
But wouldn't you say something like TV shows?
Like gay people buy different groceries than normal people. That doesn't count.
This is like we're going into some dangerous territory here, right? But
danger zone.
I think that you could argue
it's probably what my boyfriend would say if I had one.
I think you could argue that the more sort of like, you know, market-based or sort of higher quality organic food, like that segment, like is probably better served, you know? So you probably could argue
they're more health conscious.
And fair enough, like it is better. Like that's one thing I noticed, like the fruit and veg at the local grocery stores is terrible, absolutely terrible.
Yeah, you got to go to a gay vegetable store.
Well, I want all my vegetables pink.
The bananas are bigger.
All right, I've got it.
The zucchinis are
another one.
Huh? What?
Zucchini. All right, I just heard that. Okay. Hey, go on. What's the last one?
Mobile dog groomers.
It's all animals to you. Do you think...
But it's all animal related. It's got to be different.
What?
Is it also because you have an affinity for
wearing paper bags? Well, I was thinking, are they all trying to abide by the bag rule?
Yeah, I love the bag rule. Explain the bag rule. Explain the bag rule. I love
Okay. So the bag rule is, you know, is a rating system for how good looking you find somebody to be. Now, I might have Mike.
Oh, this is awesome.
I'm not aware
now,
of this.
Now, I might not have the bag rule. Exact definition.
Your Australians are weird.
I don't have the definitions 100%, but this is what I understand it to be. Okay, you find somebody very attractive. No bag, right?
Let him say it.
You would have a go. They're not a bagger, right? One bag means, okay, you would have a go, but you'd have to put a bag on their head. That's a one bagger. Another unfortunate term is butterface. Now, a two-bagger is not only do they have to have a bag, but you also put a bag on your head.
What?
Now, I believe there is a mythical fourth component of this rule,
variations on this. But
yes,
gone.
There's variations. Not only do they have a bag on their head, and you have a bag on your head, but then there's a spare bag on their head in case the first one falls off.
But hang on, this is where it ends. Like, it's only one bag, no bagger, one bagger, two bagger, three bagger, right? There is a variation on the last one, though, that I've heard a few times, actually, from different people. So the variation is, and they build it up exactly how Swinny was saying, but at the end they say, you know, or it's a three bagger. One bag for her, one bag for you, and one bag for the dog. That's the very interesting
one bag for Darren.
That's credits to Universe.
Okay, okay. I'm going to blow your minds, all right?
All right.
Now, I'm looking
Hang on, let me
I'm looking at the
mind.
People in the credits, and I see the guy who designed the puppets, right?
Hmm.
His name is Garth Frost, and I'm like, I'm going to see what this guy's history is, see if he's done anything else. And I noticed that he'd written a book, or had drawn a book or something, and it's called The Ferals Fantastic Fun Book.
Ah, yes.
Now, no, trust me, you have no idea.
Oh, wait. Okay.
So, I'm trying to find pictures of this, at least the cover, to look at this book. Every listing on the internet has no cover image. You can't find it anywhere. Doesn't seem like you can buy it on eBay or any sites. There's no mention of this book on ABC Shop or anything like that. I managed to find it. Not only did I manage
find
the...
Can I just interject? Because I did a search at the start of this podcast, like a month ago, trying to find this. So go on. I'm excited to hear that.
Okay. I found the scans of the entire book.
No.
Now...
Oh, my God. Wow. I want to print this. Go on.
I have not read it. I've not read it. Because I feel that we should read it and review it once we've done at least the first season.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is a bonus episode.
Yeah, it might spoil some jokes. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys two previews, all right? Yep. Now, the first thing I'm putting in now, and obviously we'll link these, and I'm guessing we'll probably link the whole thing for people as well eventually. Although it's pretty easy to find based on this link. So... don't look at any other pages. This is just the front cover. Now, tell me when it's loaded. Mine is loading.
By the way, have I not seen this website?
The Ferals fan site.
The Ferals fan site? Wow. Huh.
Now.
Oh, my God. This is like, it's loading so slow.
That's an awesome cover.
Slow for me, and it's like awesomeness.
It is very slow.
I love the cover.
Everything that goes past, I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
Now, has the page loaded for you guys yet?
Yeah.
Okay, I love the disclaimer at the bottom. This warning, this book contains slang, insults, silly humor, bad taste, offensive odors, and joke enhancer 621. Now, as you guys probably know, that is MSG.
MSG.
Now, that's not the blowing your mind part. This is blowing your mind. This is the only page I have seen. Because I could not avoid it when I saw the thumbnail. Give me a second to just bring it up. Okay. This is the page that is going to blow your mind when I saw it.
I'm loading it.
You do realize just by that cover alone, I now need to own a physical copy of this.
Oh my God. It's imperative.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now, this page.
Going back to the
earlier in the episode, we said how odd it was that the ferals weren't wearing any clothes.
Jesus, I can't unsee this.
Now, this is a picture of Modigliana wearing a bikini top and a bikini bottom. And the heading is Fashion Titbits.
Oh, God.
Now,
how to dress on St. Kilda Road.
Just to make a point, you can say titbit. Like, that is like... You know how it's spelled,
isn't it titbits?
No,
or is it titbits?
That is, I think that's the American spelling of it. It's not a word that we say much in Australia, but
titbits.
It is the right spelling. But
is it a tomato?
No. But I think if you had a choice between the two words, you chose titbits on purpose.
I'll choose titbits any day. Yeah,
this is
highly
unreal.
Appropriate in a very inappropriate way.
No one look at any other pages.
No, I have not seen any other pages. I've seen some of the like thumbnails and what they may contain, but I haven't read them. I think there's some like profile pages and that's all I saw, but I didn't read them. Like it goes into like each feral and everything. But when I saw this thumbnail, I just could not resist.
This is unreal.
This is
brilliant.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think where it says, and perfect for this hard to get spots?
All right, let's just cool this.
We can definitely
make an episode out of this. This is amazing.
Okay. Ready to go?
Yeah.
No swearing.
Yes. Okay. No, none.
And be careful about interrupting.
The part was pretty good. That part was really good. I think we should almost keep that. That was funny.
Oh, I'll have
Can
to
you
edit
it somehow?
Yeah, I
do
just
magic.
Put you on mute.
Okay.
You know how often I did that in the first episode?
Yeah, I noticed you did.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I noticed you did to stop the interruptions. But what's funny is, can you do that for the whole episode for Mike?
Oh, yeah, great, because I don't feel like a third wheel already. Thanks.
So when Robbie brings the fireworks, she's annoyed with the Ferals because they're not cleaning up and they're injured or something. And she wants to understand why Moddy is, like, got a patch on her eye. And this is Moddy's reply, and I do not understand this. Ready?
I found a cockroach. Yeah. And it spat in my eye.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, her eye got infected. You ever had a cockroach spit in your eye? That's exactly what would happen. And you can't say it's not true because you've never had a cockroach spit in your eye, so you can't prove it's wrong.
Probably spent about an hour looking into this, right? And there are reasons.
An hour?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Now, wait. Because I know what you researched, did you actually spend an hour researching this, or was most of the time spent looking at
Well, let's play this out.
Certain people?
Have I ever told you about the time I went to the Riviera and was mistaken for a model? Well, not mistaken exactly.
Look, I gotta go. Ah!
There was a guy there with a Polaroid. He said it looked like Earl MacPherson's sister. Her little sister, that is.
So yeah, I did spend some time looking at Elmer first.
Is that a euphemism, right?
Euphemism
I'm
for
not
what?
Gonna say of what, because it's pretty obvious.
Oh man, look, I actually have included this because I don't actually understand this fully.
It's Elle McPherson's pussy.
No,
what are you
totally
talking about?
It totally is.
No. What are you talking
the
about?
Joke. I reckon that's a joke.
Oh my god.
No.
No.
Okay, what is it then? What is it then?
Wow.
She's a cat. AKA a pussy. And then she goes,
Elmer
Person's little sister. Get it? Her little
no
sister.
Who calls it that? Who calls it her little sister?
I don't know. Just
Mike does.
Oh my god, that's super disturbing. Imagine if a girl
said,
"Okay,
fine."
You know,
what did your 1 hour
sister?
Of research uncover?
And the bill
guy it runs in the.
He
family.
Was on the bill. He was on the bill. That's that. That was massive.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I never liked.
Is that the one with the restaurants where like people order food and then they get a bill?
Can I come to your open mic night and recite
yes.
my mic
Oh,
poetry?
You missed an opportunity. You should have said, can I open your open mic night, Mike? I can't believe you didn't say that. You're a terrible writer.
Only if you come dressed as a knight. Seriously,
can I
come dressed as a knight and you can
night
do it?
As a knight, Mike. This is the best part of the whole episode. Out of the entire show, if I was to make one GIF, it would be of this. I actually think this would go viral.
Oh, it was brilliant.
I reckon it would go viral the way he acts in it. It's insane. All right, so I'm going to play it.
Play it?
It's that bit at the end.
The best.
I think we can safely say Robbie did not do it with Joe.
The best part is that awesome scream, but
his mannerisms insane.
Where he's like leaning back
very
with
good.
His arm stretched out and like moving back
and the way
forth.
It zooms in as well.
And it's yeah, it's almost like Star Wars Episode 3, the end with Darth Vader going no.
I really don't have much to say other than Crystal was voiced by Heather Mitchell, which you can look up. I actually didn't recognize her name, but I recognized her face.
Look up.
Went.
You can do the work.
Let me explain what her face looks
podcast,
like
so you
in a podcast.
That's about the Ferals.
Let's explain what her face looks like.
So thing. It's hard for me to explain what her face looks like. You're gonna have to look it up.
Well.
I mean, I can go and detail. I recognize her face when I looked her up. I didn't recognize the name. So I've seen her in stuff before. Now she was in Muriel's Wedding, which I think is the first film I saw that she was in. And then a lot of stuff that I had no idea about.
I just love the sentence.
Like on the beach with what I think is Robert Redford. No, maybe it isn't. I don't know. Some other, like, I don't know. I don't even recognize those people. But going back to a previous episode, she was also in The Great Gatsby.
Really?
Shit. And I believe
now
we spoke about that in an earlier episode, didn't we?
Yes.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah,
by the way, I did have a chat with one of our listeners, Chris. Hi, if you're listening. Although I doubt it, you probably stopped at the first episode. He mentioned the joke that we couldn't get. You guys remember the joke from episode one?
Oh, my God.
What's the difference?
Do you have an answer?
The difference is a hole in the ground. That was the answer all along.
What was the
difference. It's kind of like saying, what's the difference between a fridge and a car? A car. Like, that's the difference. It's a completely different thing.
No, it's not.
No, that's what he's... That's the whole point of the joke. That's what he's saying. It's like it's a kid's joke. Well, the difference is that it's a completely different thing, that it's like...
What's the difference? What's the difference with 6 and 2? It's 4, the difference right? You can't... Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, but that's the thing. I think we're trying to think about it too logically.
Fail.
I knew that was the option, that it was just an absurd joke.
I think it's just an absurd joke. I really do.
Yeah. We were trying to understand if there was more to it than the absurdity. So I don't think we missed it. It's a matter of we were just trying to hope that there was something more to it.
Yeah.
There might not be. But apparently it was frustrated listening to us trying to figure it out. It's like, shut up. Shut up, all of you. This is the answer.
So yeah, we get this 1994 throwback to political correctness. I want to ask you guys what you think about this clip.
I'm sorry, kitty. She said rap music's the thing these days. No money in country and western.
When I watched that video, I was like, ooh, geez. I don't even know. Like, is that... Like, if you said that today, is that, like, politically correct?
It's rap music.
It's rap music.
I thought it was black the first time.
No, it's
I
rap
heard
music.
It
says rap music.
No.
It says rap music.
No, I'm pretty sure it's rap music. Yeah.
It's rap music, but it sounds like black at first.
Really?
I heard
can I
rap,
play it? Can
yeah.
I just play
yes.
it again?
Play,
just play
it
again.
Play it again. Play it again.
She said rap music's the.
No.
It's rap. It's rap.
It's rap.
I'm pretty sure it's rap.
Rap music's the thing. Music's the
rap
thing.
Music.
Rap music's. Rap music. Rap music.
It's rap music, but it does sound like black music because I thought she said black at first.
Really?
Back in 1990. Yes.
And then we get up to the scene that I thought was the funniest, and I've sent you the image of it. Is Joe in the disguise as an electrician, and he comes
yes.
comes
very
to
convincing.
Apartment.
I've come to clean the pool.
It just looks so
hello
bizarre.
Robbie,
there's nothing like funny about her or anything apart from just he looks like pretty funny.
I love Robbie's response. She's just like, wiring's fine, Joe.
Yeah, I know, I did like that.
And if it wasn't for the fact that Joe's the only other human character, I wouldn't have initially known it was him straight away. But
really,
in the realm,
what?
No, okay. No.
Look at the image again.
This guy's did work.
Look at the image again.
Let me clarify that.
Okay.
From looking at the image, if this was a world with other humans that they may possibly interact, surely there's other humans they know in this world.
Yeah.
There's not just Joe.
This image, I'm looking at an imager right now. This is like the funniest thing of the whole episode. If you want to save yourself 25 minutes, just look at this image and close it and you're done.
His entire face is covered up. It's not that you can see any features of him. It's just obviously in the show you know it's Joe, but how did they know it's Joe instantly? That's all I
You know it's not a real person, though. It's like the fakest like disguise ever.
I know, but it could be anybody, though. How did they know
Who would
it's
be
Joe?
Doing that?
So there's two here. Now, these happen to be two ladies that have dressed up as Matigliana.
Whoa. Okay, I'm now, so afraid to click on this.
Oh, my God. No. That's crazy, man.
Oh, wow.
Now.
I'll put these in the show notes.
Wait, what? There's people cosplaying these characters. That's amazing. There is nothing cool. The internet now, does not provide.
These are our audience members. We need to reach out to them.
I want
now,
to meet these people.
On that note, I'm going to be, I guess, how can I say, I'm trying to be fair on them. I want us to judge the quality of their work.
Yeah, not their sanity.
No, not their sanity. We're making a podcast about the Ferals, okay?
It's true. That's
now,
a good point.
Now, which is the one that you
Oh,
guys
there's another one.
First?
Shit.
There's okay. two.
Yeah, there's
two.
Two
yeah.
Of them.
Yeah. Which
well, the
one
first
would...
one's pretty good. Yeah, the first yeah. one's pretty good.
Yes, the first one I'm looking at is the one has
yeah,
the one with.
I think I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with number option one, Eddie.
You're kidding me, right?
Yes.
You know what this is now, like? This is like. You gotta understand. I saw the first one for ages. I didn't know there was a second one. And when I saw the second one, okay. It reminds me of that painting in Spain where the cleaning lady is like, "Oh, there's a little mark on the painting. Let me just fix it up." A couple of months later.
You know what? I like both of them, though. I think they're both cool. I think it's cool the fact that two people did cosplaying. I guess you could call it cosplaying for two, like the most esoteric possible show you can think of.
Okay, let's go through them both so that we don't, I guess, get ahead of ourselves. Now, the one I'm looking at is the one that has Life Sick Die Ill, the username.
Yep.
Is that the first one you guys are looking
Life
at?
Life Sick Die Ill.
Yeah, that is
Live Sick
pretty
Die
damn
Ill,
good.
I think is
it's
what
good.
She's trying to.
It's good.
Live. Sorry, live. I think that's pretty good. I
that
think that
good,
she,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
she's got the key elements, you know. Obviously didn't do the pink nose, but that's fine. I understand why
no,
you
well,
no,
it, it
no,
is
no,
fine.
I think she has.
Look at
I think
it.
She has.
It is.
Yeah,
it's just
no,
not
she
pronounced.
Has.
Oh, she has.
But it's,
oh, okay.
It's more marks.
Yeah. There you go. The
yeah.
top
and there's purple. There's crazy hair.
No. This is excellent. This is like
this
great cosplay.
Yeah.
Although, I wouldn't recognize it. Even though we're doing a show, a podcast about the Ferals, I would not recognize it.
I probably wouldn't have. However, if I had a girlfriend right now, I would absolutely totally get her to dress up like that. Don't ask
okay.
why. I
okay, moving would. On, moving on. Go on, Swinny.
I'd get mine to dress up as Joe.
with the beard and the fake glasses?
Okay, now the second Tumblr user is Holly Mouse.
Holly Mouse.
I'm going to approach this in a way that I hope is not going to sound too bad. I'm calling you out, Holly Mouse. That is not a good Matigliana. Okay,
I just love it. Do you really want to take on Tumblr? Do you really want? I'm calling
dude,
you out,
you're
Holly
in trouble
Mouse.
Now.
Now,
he was never heard from
I don't,
again.
Look, I just think that you could have done better. I'm saying that if you happen to ever randomly listen to this podcast, which the fact that you dressed up as Matigliana, it could happen. Mm. Look, I think I probably could have half-assed something better than that.
Here's my question. She says, thinking I'll get some white hairspray and tease it into a cat-like mess for the locks on the night.
This isn't her ready.
So first of all, there's got to be more photos. Secondly, what is that event? I got to know. So there's a part where it sings the Alouette song, and you know the one that goes, Alouette, Jope, Alouette, or whatever the hell, I don't speak French. But
officially titled the Alouette song.
I think that's what it's actually called. Now, apparently,
it's called Alouette.
Yeah, that's the name of the actual
song. Yeah, but that's not Alouette song.
No, anyway, it's called Alouette.
Is the Alouette song like the thong song? I I want to direct you guys to a link.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I like links.
These links,
to me, is the most appropriate lookalike so far. Now,
Link's good.
I know you guys. I know you guys aren't pro wrestling fans, but
no, far from.
We're not like any wrestling friends, whether it's pro or amateur or a beginner class.
Know,
or...
That's true. Oh, I like it's real wrestling, though. No.
There is. For the listeners out there that may be familiar with the very famous wrestler Ric Flair, that is exactly what Mavis
resembles. You mean that Mavis?
He is exactly what Mavis resembles. So much so that...
I know nothing about wrestling, but I'll give you that. That's the same person, I'm pretty sure.
Why was the soup causing everyone to, like, fart? And causing great flatulence and making people, like, plants die and stuff like that.
Have you ever had parsley soup?
No, never.
Neither. I don't think anyone really has. So I think it's impossible for us to comment as to why that happens.
Flawless
I did, however,
logic.
Once a banana soup.
Well, I don't think...
My mom
I don't think plants should die from it, surely. Well, like, instantly die.
Well, it's...
Instantly die.
Plants aren't, you know, cannibals, I guess. Because, I mean, if you pour... parsley soup on a plant. It's kind of like plant cannibalism. Maybe it would die. Hey, my mom once made banana soup, which was actually really good. Yeah.
What? She called it?
Banana soup?
No, it wasn't. It was banana soup. I swear to God. Next time we come over, I'll ask her to bring some. I'll just go, hey, mom, can you make some banana soup? These guys want to try it out.
And then she's like, no, your dad's out of town. I can't get the core ingredients.
Anyway.
Wow, this is like dated? Not very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would have
actually. There's a lot of things that are not that good anymore. Like my mom's banana soup.
God. That means that I can't edit that joke out now because you mentioned it now.
Hey, it wasn't even a joke.
You're doing this on purpose.
It wasn't even a joke.
You're doing this on
purpose. Hey, I literally mean it was a soup made out of bananas. An actual soup. Like a proper soup.
Was it sausage soup?
No, like proper real bananas.
It sounds so disgusting.
Yellow fruit.
It must be a Romanian delicacy or something.
Yellow fruit.
I don't know how else to explain it. An actual banana.
Like doubled him and...
Yeah, she goes double or nothing.
It again.
Double or nothing. With I believe it was like a $2 coin.
Yes.
Right? So she flips it, and then she's like, oh, no, heads, no, you lost. Oh, I've done it again. Oh, heads, no, you lost, right? The Australian $2 coin has heads on both sides. It's got the head of the queen and then a head of another person. Now, I'm going to ask you guys a question without you guys checking.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the person on the $2 coin in Australia?
Yeah. Rolf Harris.
Mike?
Dude, I have... absolutely zero idea. All I know is the Queen's in the $5 note.
Is it Batman?
No, but,
I don't
no,
know.
No, but
I
like, okay,
don't know.
Like John Batman?
Well, look,
you know who? You know, I could describe the person, the way they look.
Is it an Aboriginal person from memory?
Yes.
I don't know the name though, but I know.
Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. How about you, Swinny?
I've got no idea.
You know why? It's not of anyone.
What?
It's just described as Aboriginal elder man.
Trick question.
What?
He conned us.
Yeah, I know.
He conned us.
I was like,
you swindled us.
He swindled
double
us.
Double or nothing. I was like, that seems a bit racist. I don't know. Does that seem a bit wrong to you guys?
Well, what's on the other coins? Like birds and stuff?
No.
They're not. They're not like
flora and fauna. What are you saying? What are you saying, Swinny?
The 20-cent piece, that isn't a specific celebrity platypus or anything. How's it?
A celebrity platypus.
Wow.
It's George.
Holy
celebrity platypus.
Shit. So wait, are you trying to compare an Aboriginal man to just a random platypus?
No, but there's no special preference in Coinville.
That's interesting. How come there is no special preference in
Coinville?
That's
the world that they live in, isn't it? It's like a separate little alternate reality of creatures and people that live in coins.
Back in my motherland, I used to milk the cow myself.
Wait, just hang on. This is starting to become your Romanian's flashback story
section. Welcome to Romanian Flashback Podcasts.
This is the third part.
Joining you today is Monkey Boy, Swinny Costello, and Mike.
with a Russian accent for some reason.
Okay, for the rest of the episode, we have to speak with Russian accents. Okay, so no, back in my motherland, as I was trying to tell the story.
Yeah, go on.
We used to milk the cows, and I used to drink milk straight from the udders of the cow. Sometimes I used to put in bucket, most of the time drink straight from udder. Like a real Russian man. I kid you not, I used to do that.
It sounds like you're saying straight from mother, but anyway.
Straight from the motherland. No, we used to. So as a kid, I used to milk the cow and I used to drink milk either straight from the bucket or, you know, with a cup. This was like full cream milk.
Isn't that actually bad for you? Doesn't it need to actually have elements removed from it?
When you're a kid and when it's fresh, you don't give a shit about stuff like that.
Okay, wait. Before we get into it, I've just got to do something. There we go. Now I'm ready.
Actually, I'll do this. Swinny, you take it away. Take away this scene. Set it up.
My notes, it's been 8 days, so I hope I can do it. But basically, they put the brain scan on Radis, and it starts off with 20th century rodent, and Radis roars like a tiger. And I had to pause the video. I lost it, and I had no idea that what was coming up. And then it says... has like a title screen, doesn't it? It says Mary Poppins.
It looks like the ripped from the movie.
And if I lost it when Radis roared, he flies in dressed as Mary Poppins. I just lost it. It is the most unexpected thing. I'm so happy I had no idea that this was going to happen.
I had no idea. It was brilliant. I lost it at the dialogue. God.
The dialogue is awesome.
Between Mixie and Darren.
Yeah, you got Mixie and Darren with their faux English accents, and I can't remember any of the dialogue from them. Do you guys remember any of it?
They were basically like, oh, we have such horrible lives. What shall entertain us? Who is going to be this nanny that's going to look after us? And then Radis flies in, and I love the deadpan responses that he just gives them. He's like,
When it's Mary Poppins, he flies in. I'm like, this is hilarious. But I'm expecting Radis to start being an arsehole to them. And he wasn't. That was the best part. He's not. He's like,
subconsciously, he's a good guy.
Well, I don't know what's going on in his head. It's so bizarre. Just imagine somebody would have had to written this.
I know, it's so awesome.
And even just reading it on the script, you'd be like, what the hell? Were you on a bender last night or something when you wrote this?
If there's a single scene people need to watch about this entire show, all 15 episodes, this is it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This will take some beating. So, and he flies in and he's saying, what do you want to do? Do you want to make a tent on the roof? Do you want me to, you know, fly around? And they're like, no, we have to deal with this problem. Now, do you remember the name of Moddy's character in this, Mike? Yes.
Do you remember the name
or do you want me to say it?
You say it.
Okay. She's called Rambo Cat.
I'm your worst nightmare.
Yeah, I'm your worst nightmare. It is so awesome, man. I was like in tears by this stage. You just have to watch it. It's crazy. It's about 18 minutes into the show. This scene
was just amazing.
And yeah, we still like
what, in Romania?
Have to go around. No, this was other places. And I used to go...
What's other places? Name the places.
I'm not going to reveal every place I've lived on.
You've lived on?
On Uranus, Mars.
There may have been other planets.
I lived on you. I lived on this place. Back when I lived on New Zealand.
Correct.
Okay, move on.
Right? So you work really hard. But
you're not saying to work like a 17-hour day. I wouldn't want to do that, and even if I had a day off in between.
Yeah, but you'd be making millions for 2.5 days worth of work.
Trust me. The people that I met at these places, like the higher-end investment banks and stuff, if you're seen as a superstar, They'll just go, okay, move the decks. Like, this guy's going up. He's getting big bonuses and everything.
Yep.
You could, like, retire at, like, 35. Yeah,
but you've still got to be actually good at what you do. It doesn't matter how much time you're there and you work. You got to actually be good at it. So, if it was you, Monkey Boy, you'd probably do it. If it was Mike...
I thought you were going to say he'd suck.
he'd probably still be in the same spot, even though he's working with two people.
That's right. It's true. 2 times 0.
Yes, exactly. Still 0.
So that's why I love a plan. Okay. So yeah, I'm just looking at Swinney's links, and now I get it. Okay. I get it only from the Keith.
Okay. Mike.
Okay. I see.
Okay, can you open these links up?
I have. I'm sorry. I've opened the first one. Yes. Let me just open the other one.
Now, I'm not laughing at the pictures. I'm laughing at Monkey Boy.
No, I'm laughing at the third one. Separation Joe. I'll post these.
Okay. No. Well, ones. No. Okay. I've actually got a. This is a game. Okay. Let me explain this. The Clintons' time in office, they put together these tongue-in-cheek kind of, like, short movies.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, what the hell was that noise?
What was that? What was that?
It sounded like you squished something.
Mike squirted.
Anyway, it was a...
I did. I was thinking about Bill. Oh, God, Bill. Jaw of his.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, I'm going to eat your ear. Nom, 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 nom. Was that better?
Okay. That is like better the than worst Steve? Impression.
I don't know what he sounds like. I don't impression. Know what Mike Tyson sounds like. I don't watch rugby or, I don't know. Is he a sprinter? What is he? Well, what does the guy do? Is he a painter? Is he a writer?
Mate, if there was like a worst impression website, I would submit that to the worst impression ever of Mike Tyson.
Okay, you do a better Mike Tyson impression. You do a better Mike Tyson impression.
I'll try to do it. Okay, that was pretty bad as well. I agree that there are a lot of TV shows that use this, you know, guise to, you know, have a character that transforms rapidly. But I think it's even the subset where something happens, like a one-off event where they get transformed.
Like Armageddon?
You know, like what?
Armageddon?
What do you mean Armageddon?
Like, you know, giant comet thing blowing up the Earth. One-off event.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm talking about like the movie Big.
I gotta stop doing these drugs.
You know the movie Big where... Yes. Yeah, like where it's like something happens and then they're totally different.
Was it? Yeah.
Do you reckon those button pants will come back?
2000. It was late 90s.
I reckon button pants will come back. I reckon they were practical. Pretty cool.
I hope they come back. They were pretty cool, yeah.
You know what
I
the problem with button pants...
They were actually practical, though.
They were practical because it had really good ventilation as a kid.
Yeah, but they were too cold, I found.
Well, you don't have to wear them in winter.
Didn't you have the button pants that had two stripes on the side?
They weren't button pants, but yes, they had two stripes, and it actually said Adidas on them. And I'm starting to think, after about 20 years, they were probably fake.
They were not Adidas. This is what everyone said.
It wrote Adidas on it, therefore they were Adidas.
Adidas were wearing three counterfeit stripes, button pants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That. Yeah. Mike,
only had two, but it still said this. Adidas. So after
Mike
20 years,
wore counterfeit.
I suspect there are
Adidas button pants, and everyone pointed it out. And he kept on saying, "No, look at the logo.
Can
it says Adidas."
Can we please
on it.
Also reiterate the fact that Mike was very, very poor, and he did not give a shit what clothes he got as long as he had something to wear. Something that I don't know. That guy from that book by that guy about the Da Vinci Code.
Jesus Christ.
Best reference ever.
You know,
you're killing me,
Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code. I don't remember the name of Robert Langdon or some shit. I forget his name. It kind of looked like
that
something he would
that
wear.
Book.
Yeah.
That guy in the book.
That guy in the book, Robert Langdon, I think.
He was, wasn't he? He was trying to do it again.
No, he was, because he says you'll be, when you wake up, you'll be really cool, and you're going to make love to beautiful girls. That's what he actually says.
Man, I did not watch this episode properly. Did he say
that's
that?
That's exactly what he says. You'll be really cool and you're going... Dude, trust me, watch it again. He says you'll be really cool and you're going to make love to beautiful girls. And
are you sure he didn't say like...
No, trust me, it's exactly what he says.
Lots of beautiful...
And then he wakes up. Then he wakes up and he sees like... There's like a mannequin or something. Or like a dress or something.
What?
And then he asks her how she's doing. Yeah.
No, did I watch the show?
No, that's when he goes to the party, comes back, and that's when he bumps into Darren, who's... And that, yeah.
That's when so he's advertising himself. Right? Yeah,
I don't think he says,
trust me,
I'm going to make love to lots of beautiful
women.
I'm
going to find the clip right now while you guys continue talking, and I'll see if I can play it. No, actually, hang on, Monkey Boy, you're good at this. See if you can find it. It's like probably the 18-minute
mark.
Okay, I found it.
All right, what does he say? Let's go.
He says, you're going to meet a lot of beautiful girls. He did say that. That's exactly what he said.
Play the whole thing.
Not make love.
Play the whole thing.
He didn't say make love.
Do I have selective hearing? Play the whole thing.
Wait, sorry. It's a bit complicated in my setup, but I think I can find it pretty quickly. Oh, actually, this is a perfect lead-in. This is a perfect lead-in. No. I'll keep this. Okay, ready? This afternoon, we'll let
you know. I thought you guys were my friends.
No. And when you're awake, you're going to be really cool, and you're going to meet lots of beautiful girls.
Mike, need your ears checked.
Whoops.
No, I'm going
to
make
selective
love
hearing.
To
I need to get my
that's
brain
a huge
checked.
Difference. That's a huge difference for a kid's show.
I like this. There's a guy with bow repair.
There's a few I do want to
recognize. Even know that's a real name.
Who? What? Bow repair?
What? Do you... Shut up.
Bow repair is a real name?
Shut
Where?
Up.
How far up?
Tom Bow
how far
repair.
Up or down is it?
It's on the third line.
This is a fake. This has got to be fake.
I didn't think that's a last name.
Hey, killing me, man. Oh, God. God. There's one guy who looks like a fish.
Come on.
Okay, this is the last guy I got to say. Have you guys seen Ian Rennie?
No.
Ian Rennie. Oh, yeah.
He just looks like a random guy. It doesn't even look like... Oh, this guy, Murray. Look at Murray. Murray's scarce right. or
scarred. Let me just explain. With Ian Rennie, he looks like a biker. And the thing is, you need those small bit part actors in shows. So
okay.
he would actually...
Okay.
I reckon if he wasn't with this agent, he would probably get a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, okay. Right. Then explain the Murray guy.
Oh, yeah,
I don't
Murray,
know how to say
Murray's
his last name.
Scarce.
It looked like Scarsese or something. Scarsese.
Why is he wearing a high visibility vest?
But he's also he's obviously worn a hat and taken it off because
he's
got the mark across
his
head.
Trust me. Click on Murray's profile, or like on his photo, and then view the photo gallery.
Oh my god, you already have the photo gallery point.
He's a good-looking guy. He's a bald dude, like a full-on bald dude.
Oh, yeah, when he shaves and everything. That is amazing how different he
looks.
Right. It's amazing.
I'm getting rid of my beard.
Honestly, he would be like, what, a 9 or something?
He's pretty good looking in the black and white photo, yeah.
You know...
And the one that they're actually
like
promoting, he looks like a 4.
I know, what the hell?
It's shocking.
You know how some people say that... You know how some people say a good haircut can really, you know, change the way people look?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A good beard trim changes the way he looks.
Well, yeah,
was
amazing.
Was this promotion website done by Joe King? Jesus.
As an ode to Lenny's...
Yes. And should I play this while you're talking? Or
situation, can you please roll the tape? Do you feel it, Monkey Boy?
Yeah, I am. I'm grooving a little bit.
This is a completely original backlist, so I'm hoping I know.
Rachel.
What do you mean?
Let's make the best of
situation. Maybe share a sheet or two. You know you set my digital heart aflame. You're my guitar vixen. I want
so good.
You got me on my knees, Robbie. I swear I got rid of those fleas. Robbie, won't you ease my friend zone mine?
That's awesome.
I tried to give you consolation when your Aunt Mavis let you down. She conned you out of money, and it seems so awfully strange. She looks like Ric Flair wearing drag in his younger days. Robbie, got me on my knees.
You sing so well, though.
Let's partake in
you just wait for the next part.
Biology. Robbie, won't you ease my friends on mine? Robbie!
Told you.
Got me on my knees, Robbie. So I might just try my luck with Kali. No, I don't mind some kangaroos sometimes. Kali. You got me on my knees, Kylie. With your furry colloquial cavities. Oh. Kylie, won't you ease my friend zone?
Woo! Now, disclaimer.
Awesome.
Good. I'm well aware it is cloacal, not cloacal, okay? I just didn't bother recording.
That was really good. Holy shit. Hey, before Worms came out, there was this gorilla game on made in QBasic. It was like one of the two or something QBasic games that came with QBasic. And you used to have to enter like...
Can you say QBasic more?
It was QBasic.
The funny thing, Mike, you know how you say Worms before it was, like, you know, invented or whatever?
Yeah.
Worms came out in 95, like in the middle of this
series. Yeah, well,
I'm saying
this
up.
Was before Worms is what I'm trying to say. It was this
how old
school
we are.
QBasic game, which I reckon was done in like the late 80s or something.
QBasic.
Gorillas. And you had these two gorillas, and you used to have to manually enter the velocity.
You're saying QBasic and gorillas.
In this QBasic gorilla game.
QBasic.
And you used to have to hit this other gorilla with the banana. It was brilliant. It was awesome. Yeah. Gorillas.
You know what?
Had bananas.
I don't know anything that you just said. All I could hear is QBasic and
gorillas.
Hang
on. I'm going to look this up. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh my god! Search that. Okay, I just sent a Wikipedia article on QBasic.
Okay.
I did the search for gorillas
I'm
and it
telling
comes
you.
Up.
Of course it does.
It's an arterial game.
That was the best game ever. I played it to
Are
death.
Are you kidding me?
Why would I make awesome. Something like that up? It's a
yeah,
real
look,
game.
Gorillas,
oh
video
my
game.
God. Gorillas.
And it looks like worms.
Game.
It was called QBasic Gorillas. I'm pretty sure that was the name of it.
Oh my god. It actually really looks like Worms, don't you think?
Well, it was what I would say it was basically what Worms is, yeah. Now,
you're
clearly
about to say precursor,
they copied
but you
it.
Couldn't know, you didn't know how to pronounce it.
And used
it was and you also say QBasic. It was QBasically.
It was QBasically the game, yes.
All right. We should get back to the
I didn't understand the reference to Beetlejuice. So they're talking about the pizza
yeah.
flavors
yeah,
that Joe's coming up with.
Beetlejuice is in
What's
the
Beetlejuice
the star,
got to do with it?
The star.
I think you're overthinking it too much. Okay. So
I'm
the kinds
it
of pizzas
much.
That Joe basically Joe wanted to create new pizzas to as a publicity stunt. So
Correct.
He created a Martian pizza, which was made
and,
out
and the
of,
place is called Planet Pizza. Yeah, Martian
yeah.
pizza. Go on.
Yeah, which was marshmallows, which It would be edible. Probably wouldn't taste good.
No. Would you eat a large one?
Edible is different to non-edible.
No, it's not.
No,
edible is you can eat it.
Yeah, a marshmallow is a piece of something you can eat. It's confectionery. You wouldn't taste.
Yeah,
good.
But like if I put Coke, peanut butter, and milk in one jar and put it in a blender and give it to you, you won't be able to drink it. Each component is edible, but combined, it's not.
Okay, let me finish. When we compare it to what the other ones are, so the moon pizza is made entirely out of green cheese, which would be disgusting, still edible. But the Beetlejuice pizza is made out of real beetles. And I think where you're overthinking it is the fact that it's just they needed a name for it.
No.
It sounds disgusting because it's Beetlejuice. And that's it. And
Beetlejuice is the star Beetlejuice in the constellation of Orion. There is a star obviously.
Called Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Wait.
Hi-yo.
Like the ninth biggest star in the sky.
Holy crap.
Mike is adding things to the podcast.
I thought that was obvious because I'm like, they're all references to space.
He's not interrupting. He's like adding stuff. Who is this man?
Oh my God. I was just thinking they came up with something disgusting, and they're like, Beetlejuice, that was a movie out like 4 years ago. Remember that?
We are on the exact same page. A completely unfriendly movie.
This whole time I'm sitting here going, what the fuck are these guys on about?
You're right. Would you eat a full large pizza of marshmallows?
Yeah, probably. See, I like pineapple on pizza, so... It's a stretch.
I take pineapple on pizza any freaking day.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, it's a stretch, but I could probably mouth that.
It reminded me of the...
I could mouth that. I'm going to extract that from your... I could mouth that. Just apply it to everything that's out there. Ricky and Glacier's finger. I could mouth that.
I could
stop it. Enrique and Glacier's. I could mouth that. Back when we were younger, you could talk to a girl and, say, hey, you want to go out or something? And you can maybe say it once or twice and you'd get the hint and you'd stop asking. But there is no way in hell anyone would ever consider calling you a creep. But now it's like automatically you feel like you can't even say, shit, do you want to go grab a coffee? Because people might think you're a creep or something. It's really weird.
Mike's pickup line is, shit, do you want to go get a coffee?
Well, yeah, I mean... Have you ever?
It sounds like around the twist or something.
You ever find yourself in a really weird situation? Like, I don't know, you're in an airplane and the airplane crashes and you're like, you both survive and you're like, oh shit, you want to go grab a coffee? It happens.
Shit, do you want to grab a coffee? Never rat. So this episode opens with Motty and Mixie watching a romantic film. I thought it was a rom-com. They never really said the com part, but I feel like every romantic comedy is a romantic comedy.
It didn't sound like
every
a comedy. It sounded like a serious comedy. Film.
Yeah.
With Romano and Giuliana.
It was...
Yeah, exactly.
It was very disturbing listening to Mixie get aroused by the video.
It was.
The shed is all, just to set the scene, the shed is all decked out in floral gear and, love hearts and everything like that. My first note was, wow, because the opening of the episode and the noises, as you're saying, of Mixie and Motty, but particularly Motty, are just disturbing. I think I've actually, I'll line it up here. I'll show you.
Okay.
You'll show us?
This looks good.
I don't know how to say that.
How she longed to feel her secret boyfriend Romano's hand.
It's so much worse when you're not seeing it. When you just hear it.
You've got to remember, when you watch the episode, you can see the characters. When you just hear it, it's so disturbing.
It sounds a lot worse.
So I wrote, wow, and then my next line was, face of Motty and Mixie.
I mean, how old? What's the demographic of the show, you reckon? Like, 10? Way, oh, 11,
actually, I checked
less.
This.
Way below what?
I checked this.
Way below the content they're producing.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I only started playing with myself when I was like, what, 12? I'm pretty sure this is above the target market. I'm just putting it out there. This is just...
bombshell.
Nope.
Good.
Hey, did you guys
That's
ever ride Laugh
good.
Poetry to someone?
I did.
I did too. Hmm.
Well, tell me about it.
No. I'd rather
come
not.
Come on. Could you not just come up with something?
Why would you bring it up then?
I was just asking. I just didn't want to feel left alone. That's all. That's why I kept laughing.
Padma Digliana.
Oh, you do a good Keith, man. You should do all the Keith.
That's awesome. All right.
Can
right.
you go? Wait, can you say, come on, Kyle?
Come on, Kyles.
My voice lost.
Fuck me. Just see,
so, Mike,
seeing it out
Mike
there.
You found a haiku?
Yeah, you Googled it? Or did you have to Bing it? Or did you have to duck go it?
Bing it. He's dead. He's gone.
Wait, I think I've got him on the line. Just wait.
Easy. Now, when it comes to girls, Rat, I'm the expert. Now, lean in here and listen.
It's an amazing, amazing impression,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. Fantastic, wasn't it?
That was brilliant. What a haiku as well.
You know what? I never remember what a haiku is.
575?
It's 575.
Yeah.
I like how Swinney says it confidently and Mike says it questioningly.
Seven more silvers there. Are you happy now? And I've said this in a previous episode.
But Joe's not the same race as Mixie, so it's never
different
work.
Species. We've already gone through that.
No Jomo, I'd go
no
for
Jomo.
No Jomo.
He was a
which
guy.
Leads into... Well, okay, yeah. I we love to rate. What would you give Joe out of 10, Mike?
Oh, look, probably about an 8.5 or 9, maybe. I just think he's legitimately a good-looking guy. He really is, because he's a mix, right?
Oh my god,
he is, isn't he?
He's too legit to quit.
No, seriously, is he not a mix, right? Or is it like my really, really low quality 280, 240p, whatever the hell feed I'm watching?
What?
I'm not really seeing what he looks like.
Him?
He is, right? He's like, he looks half Filipino, half like Caucasian. Isn't he?
Okay.
I've been watching the same show.
My stomach is killing me, man.
I'm hearing very different things to what you're actually saying.
He's half Filipino, half cocaine.
That's what I meant.
I did not say cocaine.
I love a little bit of Joe in the morning.
Sniff, sniff.
Oh, I've got tears in my eyes.
Okay.
Look, the truth will come out in the actual episode, but oh my god, that's still worth it.
I'm not 100% certain, but I'm fairly certain I didn't say cocaine.
No, you didn't. But you said Caucasian very awkwardly.
I said Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Caucasian.
Mate, you're being an idiot right now, right?
I can't survive the rest of this episode.
I can't support my body anymore. My abs are killing me.
Exercise. It's my version of P90X.
P9X.
P9Sex. Jesus. 100 people hear anything tonight. Oh, all right, can God. We move on for penile okay. sex and get back to the show?
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, man.
Let's be realistic here, right? They're in uni. They live together. Robbie's pretty attractive. Pretty sure Lenny's not gay.
How about Lenny? What would you rate Lenny?
He's cute.
Sure Lenny's not
he's
gay.
Cute.
He's cute.
Now,
what would you give him out of 10? What would you give him out of 10?
I don't know.
No, wait. Before he gives this rating, let me say, what would you give him out of 10 in this scene? And what would you give him out of 10 with his hair slicked back in the following scene? When he's...
Well, what would you give him at his best throughout the whole show? You know, he's been a magician. He's been a game show host.
This is the interesting part. There's hot and cute. And he falls more into the cute bucket. Like, he's not hot.
So what would he get it?
But he's kind of cute at the same time. So I don't know, like...
I like how, Monkey Boy, you don't even bother asking me because you know what my response will be. But you know you'll get Sonny out of Mike.
I haven't got the number yet
like
from Mike.
Maybe 8?
For Lenny. 8?
Yeah, he's actually right.
Wow,
like,
and
I don't think...
What did you say Robbie
he
was?
He was 9. No, not Robbie. Robbie's like... It's because, goddammit,
it,
Robbie's
the same scale? Is it the same scale for Lenny and Joe?
No, I'd say Robbie.
Because if she has to be above an 8. She has to be above an 8.
Like you don't know. That's judgmental, man. That's judgmental. Maybe he doesn't think like that.
I'll probably give her a 9.
So what is Robbie?
Yeah.
Okay, just above Joe.
Yes. And I'm being objective. I'm being objective
on a good day.
I just think they're fairly attractive people, objectively speaking.
And then I've got all X's 8 out of 10.
Yeah, hopefully certain exes aren't listening to this.
Well, I looked at the listener stats.
I'm just going to go lock my door.
I don't know.
Do you rate anybody below an 8? What I do have, though, is I sent you a clip. And can you please roll that? And maybe...
Oh, shit,
know,
yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Maybe we can...
I got that.
Yeah, ooh, that one. Maybe we can finish the episode on this. I don't know.
That's terrible.
Do you guys have anything else to talk about before we close off?
No.
Nah. Clip, maybe? No.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna play it.
Yeah.
Can I just play it, or do you want to intro?
Yeah, play it.
No, you can play it. It's short.
I'm sorry, black music or rap music?
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. The last bit. What the hell?
Mike, I need a large inanimate object.
A large... My penis, duh.
Inanimate, exactly. Very accurate.
It is extremely accurate, actually. Yes. Super accurate. Wait,
okay,
I'm going to check if it's actually still there. Still there, I guess. Shoulder shriveled in 30 degrees to the left. One thing, since we're on the topic of it not being April 1st. April 1st, 1994 was a Friday, according to my little research.
Now, so it was Friday the 13th.
Actually, that's a good point. What do you mean 13th? What? Got me there. I'm really tired. I grew up with we had our own cow, and back then I couldn't even imagine, you know, killing that cow to eat.
Raping
the
cow.
It's a cow, you know, this thing provides milk and it's happy and cute. Yeah, you know, you eat beef.
Well, I used to work with a girl who actually, she actually said that her family had a farm and they had this old cow and they decided, okay, we're actually going to slaughter the cow and cook it for Christmas.
Well, you know, yeah, why not?
And she was like, well, so sad, but she was so delicious.
But how is that, like... that's awesome.
Saying that he wants to join the international... The International Order of Ass Crack Honey Badgers.
That's great.
Now, has that ever been, that sentence ever been uttered in the English language?
Ever.
I want to join the Order of the Ass Crack Honey Badgers.
Joe bumps into Raddus, who is wearing a fantastic white jumper. Raddus tells Joe that he wouldn't want anything to ruin his party with the ass crack honey badges.
This is like Cards Against Humanity. It's awesome.
When you guys said that, I lost it. Raddus then randomly shows up in his fantastic white jumper and laughs like a T-Rex. I wonder what T-Rexes laugh like. Did the American dinosaurs laugh?
Probably not.
Anyway.
Well, dogs don't laugh. No, nothing else laughs, right? Apart from monkeys and humans.
Dolphins?
Dolphins? I think they do laugh.
They maybe they do, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
That's actually pretty good. That's Mike's impressions. I love it.
Okay, we're nearing the end of this recap. So, back in Joe's closet, he's preparing for the ass crack honey badger party.
It sounds like a Tom Cruise party.
By where?
Pocahontas? No, I was going to say, Pocahontas like 13?
Can you say Pocahontas again?
Pocahontas. Pocahontas? Pocahontas. Oh my God. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Okay. Oh God. I'm going to challenge you, Swinny.
Hey, at least I got some food, right?
So, that's true. Not like the spam that Robbie and Lenny needed to eat for Christmas. Yes.
Segway. Oh, yeah.
Segway.
The spam.
We should just have like a spam alert, a segue alert whenever something actually does segue properly.
We need to find a sound of like a recording of an actual like segue, like vehicle scooter thingy, and play that.
You know, I've been on one of those segways, and they're freaking awesome, man.
Didn't I tell you that I was driving home, and just around the corner from my place, I saw a person wearing like an American shirt.
Okay.
Not a t-shirt, a shirt.
What do you mean an American shirt? What does that mean?
No, like an American flag shirt.
Oh, really?
Riding a Segway on the road.
Okay.
Around the corner from my house, a blue Segway.
And this was shortly after you did it.
And when you...
It's a couple of drugs in the car, or...
I know, that's what I was going to say. When he came down from the high, what else
was
did
he
you
still
say?
There?
I actually drove around the block and went back to try to get a photo. Because I swear that I
nobody can leave me. Get out of my country.
Just take a photo.
Now,
I want photos, so get GTFO.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that Segways aren't that common in America either, but...
No,
I don't think they're very. I think they're even way less common,
and they're way less common in what is effectively the hood of Melbourne, where you live.
unless you're, you know, in America near a banana stand in Orange County, I don't think that you're going to be seeing many Segways. But they're real. Like, have you guys ridden on one? Or I don't
G-Man,
know.
Good job with that joke.
There's money in the banana stand, Michael.
I knew I should never have sold those animation rights. That might be my favorite part of the whole series. Anyway, I'm kind of annoyed that we had the best segue ever, and then we just went sidetracked.
That was literally a good segue.
It was a segue to segue. So, the first category is the best Mike random fact.
Oh, God.
Am I even allowed to answer that?
Well, do I have to answer it?
Okay, we'll leave this to Monkey Boy.
Okay.
All right, so number one is Alouette, or Alouette's song.
That was good. I thought about that the other day. That was good.
B, selling landmarks to tourists. Which I was shocked. It was awesome.
I like how these things mean things to me. It's scary, but yeah, go on.
C is the Doom Door.
These are good. These are really good.
The Doom Door?
These are really good. Oh, these
D,
go on, yep.
And D is the Beetlejuice Pizza.
Oh, jeez, this is tough. Okay, can I first say, when Mike had said all these four things, it made up for all the interruptions in the world. Because when he actually said these things, I was like, damn, that's right, yeah.
That's why we got him on the podcast.
I was like, he's an
idiot.
You
know what? Okay, I'll say this, because we were so off base Swinney and I with this one. I think all the other ones, they're like factoids and stuff like that. But this one was not necessarily a factoid. It was just connecting the dots, which is like a nice segue into the Beetlejuice one, that he got the Beetlejuice thing right.
Yeah, yeah. So. I kind of agree, but I just...
But I don't.
The Doom Door got me.
The Doom Door was my favorite, but I think, yeah, the Beetlejuice one blew me away. I was like, oh, man, you're right, 100% right. It's such a weird
pickup. So, congratulations, Mike, for all those points. you had 4 points out of 15 episodes.
That brings my IQ to 64.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.